The skies over New York City lit up with fireworks last night to celebrate the state's lifting of coronavirus restrictions. And across the country here in Los Angeles, more than 50,000 people filled Dodger Stadium for the first opening with full capacity. But as people celebrate the progress we've made in fighting COVID-19, the disease continues to claim lives. More than 600,000 people have died in our country from COVID-19. That's more than the population of Baltimore. So what do we still need to know and do as we work our way out of this pandemic? Well, let's bring in Dr. Krutika Kupali. She's an infectious disease expert at the Medical University of South Carolina. Welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Doctor, are you worried that we may be moving too fast and declaring victory over COVID-19?
You know, I am a little bit concerned that we might be moving a bit too fast. I think that one of the things that I've learned the last year and a half is that every step of the way, we get thrown curveballs when it comes to COVID-19. I think that we've been humbled by the virus and we've been humbled by these new variants that we keep learning about. And I do worry that we might be moving a bit too fast as we continue to learn about how these variants of concern are working. And also, you know, we're still learning about how various populations of people are responding to the vaccine. And so I think without having much more information about that, I get worried about us prematurely declaring victory, particularly when we're seeing what's happening around the rest of the world with cases surging, you know, not just mm-hmm. in parts of Southeast Asia, but in Africa, in the UK, you know, all over the place.
Right. Well, about those variants, the CDC officially declared the Delta variant of the virus a variant of concern. What does that mean, and how concerned should Americans be about this variant?
Yeah, so a variant of concern is a variant where there's evidence of increase in transmissibility, we see more severe disease, and also a reduction in neutralization of antibodies that are generated during prior infection or vaccination. So it is concerning, and we've seen that. This Delta variant is the most contagious variant that we've seen thus far. We know that it spreads about 50 to 60% faster than any of the other variants that we've seen. So it's more contagious than the prior variant. And, you know, all one has to do is see what's happened in India and over in the UK to get an idea of how concerning it should be. Just in the United States so far, we've seen that it went from accounting for less than 3% of all infections to more than 6% and may account for almost 10% of all infections. And there's concern it will become the dominant strain here. So, that being said, the one thing that we do see is that the vaccines still work relatively well against this variant. So that's good. But we need to be worried about the people who are not fully vaccinated, those who've not been vaccinated. And again, we're still learning about how the vaccines work in people who may be immune compromised. So I think it could cause outbreaks in parts of the country where people haven't been vaccinated.
Let's talk a little bit more about those people who are most at risk. We know that the death rate has gone down dramatically since January, but there's still about 300 people who die from this disease on average every day. At this stage, who are the people? We know some immunocompromised, those who have not been vaccinated, but who are the people dying at relatively high rates? Who's at most risk right now?
Well, there was a study that came out recently from the CDC that people who are not getting vaccinated are mostly people in rural areas. Those are people who are less likely to have received the full course of the vaccine. So those are people we're most worried about. We are seeing younger people who are getting afflicted with disease because there's still that narrative out there that younger people can't get infected. And then also our racial and ethnic minorities who there are still disparities when it comes to vaccination. So those are people we still really need to reach, and we need to work with our healthcare providers, our pharmacies, our faith leaders and community partners to identify and address barriers to get people vaccinated.
There's still a lot that we're learning, and there's still a lot of things we need to keep in mind, safety precautions. I have just under 30 seconds with you. You know, we're not having the discussion anymore about masks and social distancing, but those are still very important steps to take, right, doctor? I only have 15 seconds.
Yes, absolutely. Those are very important steps to take, especially in areas where there has not been great uptake of the vaccine. And if you're immune compromised, especially, very important.
Dr. Krutika Kupali, infectious disease expert at the Medical University at South Carolina. I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you.